This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has approved the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the decisions taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, students will be eligible to get collateral-free and guarantor-free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. The government has decided to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for the Food Corporation of India. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that FCI plays a big role in the procurement of food and that it has been decided to significantly strengthen the FCI. He said this infusion will help lower the interest burden and will ultimately reduce the subsidy burden on the government. Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the US presidential elections after securing 277 electoral college votes, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. A presidential candidate needs to secure 270 votes to win. In his victory speech in Palm Beach in South Florida, he indicated one of the major policy decisions about working to end wars around the world. Trump said he's not going to start wars, he's going to stop wars. Trump also raked up the immigration issue and said the US need to seal the borders and immigrants need to come back legally. Trump also expressed gratitude to his supporters, including immigrant communities. Democratic candidate Kamala Harris has not addressed her supporters following a defeat in the elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today joined other world leaders in congratulating Mr. Donald Trump on becoming the 47th President of the United States. In Jharkhand, leaders of the NDA and India bloc have intensified their campaigning in favour of their party candidates. Accusing the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, the Jharkhand BJP Assembly election in charge, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said both parties have cheated the people of the state by making false promises. On the other hand, while addressing an election meeting at Chota Nagar in Jagannathpur Assembly constituency, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that the BJP is conspiring to dethrone him. Political activities are also in full swing across the state of Maharashtra as it heads to polls on the 20th of November. Senior leaders from all political parties are striving to garner support from the voters. At least 10 people, including 6 women and 3 children, were killed and several others were injured after an auto they were travelling in was hit by a truck in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Modi has expressed condolences at the loss of lives in the road mishaps. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the PM National Relief Fund for the next of the kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Mr. Modi wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. The 55th International Film Festival of India will begin on the 20th of this month in Goa. The 9-day festival will concurrently feature the 18th edition of Film Bazaar, which will run till the 24th of November. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said in a statement that a total of 208 films will be showcased at the Film Bazaar viewing room in IFFI 2024. The Ministry of Women and Child Development is observing Adoption Awareness Month 2024 to encourage legal adoptions in the country. This year's theme for the month is Rehabilitation of Older Children Through Foster Care and Foster Adoption. The Central Adoption Resource Authority, or CARA, has planned a mega campaign along with other events to draw attention to adoption-related issues with an emphasis on the adoption of children who are older, have special needs, or are currently in foster care. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini said that the state government will soon provide plots of 100 square yards each to 2 lakh eligible applicants deprived of residential land under the Chief Minister Rural Housing Scheme. In tennis, Moselle Open, Indian-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral won their quarterfinal match against top-seeded pair Mexican-French pair of Santiago Gonzalez and Edouard Roger Vaselin, 7-6, 6-4 in Metz in France. Earlier, Bolipalli and Cabral advanced to the quarterfinals after their French opponents withdrew, granting them a walkover. And that is the end of this news bulletin.